Week 2, Thursday, Matins. Please, Master, open my lips, and my mouth will sing your praises. Come into the Master's presence, singing for joy. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing Yahweh a song. Let us shout our joy to the rock who keeps us safe. Let us come to him with thanks, and sing loud, happy psalms to him. Come into the Master's presence, singing for joy, because Yahweh is a great God, the great King over all the gods. The deep abysses of the earth belong to him, and the mountaintops are his as well. The sea is his because he made it, and so is the land his hands have formed. Come into the Master's presence, singing for joy. So come, let us bow down and worship, kneeling before Yahweh, who made us too, because he is our God, and we are the people in his pasture, the sheep his hand leads on. Come into the Master's presence, singing for joy. Today is the day for you to listen to his voice. Do not dig in your heels as you did at Meribah, as you acted on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers provoked me and tormented me, though they had seen what I had done. Come into the Master's presence, singing for joy. For 40 years I put up with that crowd, saying they are a people with wandering hearts, with no idea what I expect of them. And so I swore in my exasperation, they will not enter my rest. Come into the Master's presence, singing for joy. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Come into the Master's presence, singing for joy. What is the point of dreams, those crazy tales we live through, even though, when once awake again, we know they're lies? Why should we slake our thirst at non-existent streams? What grails are those we chase with nothing in our sails but phantom wind? I know, it's for the sake of clearing out our brains. But should this take a pattern so grotesque that reason quails? Well, but there's more than this. When dreams arise, and in them we are fooled into the thought that they are real, and then awake and see the different world around us, we can be accepting of the next life as we ought. We need reminding where our true life lies. First Nocturne. Remember the wonderful deeds the Master has done. Psalm 78, beginning, part 1. Pay attention, my people, to my law, and give a hearing to the words my mouth pronounces. Because I will open my mouth and speak in analogies, I will utter dark sayings from ancient times, things we have heard and understood when our fathers told them to us. We will not hide them from our own children. We'll sing Yahweh's praises to generations to come, and tell of his power and the wonderful deeds he has done. First, he set up a sworn relationship to Jacob and drew up a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to obey and to make known to their descendants, so that the generations to come would know them, children yet to be born, and when they arrived, they would tell them to their own children, so that they would place their hopes in God and not forget what God had done, and keep his commandments, and not be like their ancestors, a stubborn and rebellious breed, a breed that did not have its heart set straight, and whose spirit was not faithful to God. Ephraim's tribe, for instance, though armed and carrying bows, retreated from the battle. They did not keep their treaty with God, and refused to behave as his law had told them. They forgot what he had done and the wonders he had shown them. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Remember the wonderful deeds the Master has done. Master, please give us the true bread that comes down from heaven. Part 2. He performed miracles as their ancestors looked on in the land of Egypt, on the fields of Zoan. He split the sea in two and made them pass through it, and had the water standing up in heaps. He led them with a cloud all through the day and with the light of a fire at night. He broke rocks open in the desert and gave them plentiful drink as if from an ocean. He made the water run out in rivers, and yet they committed even more sins against him and rebelled against the Supreme Being in the wilderness, provoking God and doubting him in their hearts as they asked for food they had a fancy to. Oh, yes, they defied God and said, "Can God prepare dinner for us in the desert?" And then he struck the rock, and water gushed out, and the stream beds overflowed. "But can he give us bread, too? Can he provide meat for his people?" And when Yahweh heard this, he was furious, and a fire blazed up against Jacob. His anger rose against Israel, because they did not believe in God, and did not trust his rescue. Still, he gave orders to the clouds above them, and opened up the doors of heaven, and rained down manna on them to eat, and gave them bread from heaven. Men ate food for angels. He sent them all the food they wanted. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, please give us the true bread that comes down from heaven. Please make us sincere in worshiping you, Master. Part 3. He made the east wind blow in the sky, and by his power brought in the wind from the south, and rained meat upon them like dust. Fowl and their feathers were as plentiful as sand upon the sea. And he had them fall all through the camp and around every one of their tents. And so they ate and filled themselves up, because he gave them everything they wanted, and they were not deprived of anything they craved. But while the food was still in their mouths, the anger of God blazed up against them and destroyed the strongest among them, struck down the elite of Israel. But even with this they went on sinning, and still did not believe in his wondrous deeds. And so he ate up all their lives in futile roaming and consumed their years in terror. When he began killing them off, they turned back to him. They changed heart and appealed fervently to God. They remembered then that God had been their rock, and that it was the Supreme Being who had rescued them. But they were only flattering him with their mouths and using their tongues to lie to him, because their hearts were not firmly set upon him, and they were not faithful to his treaty. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please, Master, light a light to guide me and scatter my darkness. Master, who will we go to? Your words are eternal life.